You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Black Tie Movement is changing the movement in the city of Memphis. They are the best, man. Seriously. They get things done. They show up when they say they're going to show up. They stay on the budget that you guys agree on. What else could you want? I mean, it's a little bit of a lost art these days. Those two things happen.
For real.
I've used them twice. Glad I did. And if I ever have to move again, that'll be my first call. They are going to take care of your stuff. They're going to get it done quickly. And you're going to be about your day and start, you know, figuring out the rest of the move. So all you got to do is call them. 316-6196 is the number. Get that red carpet black tie treatment. It's black tie moving. They're changing moving the city of Memphis. All right. Part of the pod is going to join us from TPC Southwind in just a little bit, which, by the way, last night I was at Skybox. I promised you I would be.
Good.
Got a chance to catch up with the GOAT, Morgan, and Frank from Skybox.
Yeah, I love both of those folks.
Morgan was overwhelmed with new customers.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound as though she does not have a benefactor.
She doesn't?
No, I think she is looking, though.
Oh. Well,
yeah. So if you would like to get involved with that, she's probably going to be there. she'll give you her schedule. But also at Skybox last night were a bunch of guys from NBC.
Yeah.
Jason Sobel was there.
Hey!
Yeah. Jason Sobel, what is he, the...
Shout out to Jason Sobel.
Yeah. And a couple of other guys that...
That's a lot of big-time folks in town.
I saw, there was an NBC guy with an NBC shirt on. That's where everybody was, everybody went. I imagine they're staying pretty close, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's a good place to... That good area to stay, because you got all those restaurants.
Is there a hotel by Skybox?
So, you've got the Germantown, all the new ones in Germantown now, okay, which would be Germantown Parkway. You've got that new development across from GPAC, and then you've got the ones over by Winchester. They put some new hotels in.
Yeah.
There's some over that region there, because all the restaurants are close by.
Right. So, we did see some golf personalities out there.
Very
last
nice.
Night. There's a guy who I can't remember his name. My buddy Coop recognized him, was like blown away that he was there. I can't remember who it
Sobel
was.
Used to come on Parrish's show. I was on my Rolodex for terrific to do it too. Really good.
If I knew anything about golf, I would have asked, but I don't, so mm-hmm. I didn't.
I did see Cat Williams is out there doing play-by-play for the tour, like randomly, like on ESPN,
really?
Or one of these streaming
Cat
services.
Williams?
Well, because he's from the area, and so they're trying to do different things with golf to popularize it, you know? So he was Alrighty. Out there on the course. I know that sounds kind of
very random.
Very strange and very random, but yeah, I mean, you get these comedians out on the golf course.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I'm not, I put nothing past Cat Williams. He predicted the Diddy stuff.
Yeah, he did.
A lot of people forget
he?
That.
Yeah, that's fair.
He that interview he did with was it Shannon Sharp? I don't remember who it was with, but he basically telegraphed everything that happened.
Yes.
He's like, it's all going to come out, and it did.
So it was a good party over there.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. You know, whatever. Yeah. I watched the Raiders game, went home. You know, just as an update here on the, because it got me thinking about, you know, Parks out there, me thinking about the golf tournament. Man, Tommy Fleetwood is just laying waste to our course. He is 14 under for the tournament.
Wow.
And he is the leader. He is the leader at 14 under. And again, he's creating some separation here. Now, it's only, what, day two? Mm-hmm. So a lot of time for others. But Colin Morikawa is number two in the field. He's 9 under, as is our man, Akshay Bhatia. So
shout out to Akshay.
Yeah. So again, is this course just easy or something?
So they just renovated it. They've been working it over the past year, and it is wide the hell open. Like,
right,
I mean, it's
right.
is long and sort of kind of straight. If I might be speaking out of school here. They've updated the greens to where they can move the pins around. But I think it's a little more playable in general.
Oh, it looks playable.
Yeah. I mean, when you get 14 under, that's bananas.
Yeah, I mean, who is this guy going to be 20 under for the damn thing?
I mean, usually in the past, the scores have been over 20 on when the weather is right like
right,
this.
Right,
now,
right,
I could see, I mean, honest to God, this sounds bananas. There is a scenario, and I know Fleetwood, it's early, and we're only about halfway through here, but he's through, you know, if he's through 16, and he's minus 7 today, and he's 14, there is a eyeball on 30. And I know there are people who are golfers. You know, Rachel DeWitt's husband is famously one who's been in some of these big time tournaments. But like, I could see a scenario where you get 30 under because we're not going to have any rain this weekend.
Yeah.
The ball is not going to stick. It's only going to bounce.
That's right.
I'll make a prediction. You'll see close to 30 under. I mean,
that's outrageous.
You're going to see it.
30 under, bro.
I mean, you think about it though. I mean, this thing, because it's going to tighten up, it'll be between 20 and 30.
I mean, is that not like a little embarrassing?
It's a little embarrassing. Now, Fleetwood, I don't know if he's going to play this well to finish out the second 30, round.
30 under would be nuts. Has it ever happened?
I don't remember. In a FedEx championship or a championship thing like this.
I mean,
this.
Even like 14 under is like getting close to.
It's fun as hell, but it's not probably what you want, I would guess.
Yeah,
but
because like when you're like, honestly, it's like. When the NBA, it's a totally different sport,
right.
But when the NBA playoffs start,
right,
it becomes a lower scoring defensive oriented game.
It changes,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And you just don't really see a ton. I mean, there were occasional games that would get up into the hundreds and mid hundreds, you know, like 115 or so. But there was just basically Pacers games.
Yeah,
you know, everything else was like low hundreds.
Now I'm not predicting that, by the way, but you could see a scenario where it happens, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like I could not be a more casual golf fan if I tried to be.
But you understand it. You've played it. You guys played here.
I would rather it be tough, right? I'd rather it be like really,
like
really
British
tough.
Open, like?
Yeah, like.
Like where we've got the conditions
when
the elements.
When you have a birdie, it's like a huge moment in the tournament. Whereas like if you don't have a birdie in this tournament right now, it's like you're really stinking up the place.
I do like him crushing the ball, though. I mean, it's fun. It's fun killing the ball.
I mean, it's just a matter of preference, right? Like, some people prefer high-scoring games. Some people prefer low-scoring games, you know? I think, you know, when it comes to drama in a golf tournament, I want a guy to, like, hit the ball poorly.
And there'd be consequences
for that.
To your point, though, a guy like Scottie Scheffler, you know, he probably can handle some of those courses you're talking about that are a little more challenging than these high scoring, you know, greens that we're seeing at Southwind this week. And so you give a guy like, I don't know, and I don't know Bhatia, he could be a good golfer. I'm not familiar with him, but Novak and some of these guys that are at the top of the leaderboards, maybe you even the score a little bit here.
People in Memphis golf tell me that there is zero chance anybody gets to 30 under.
All right.
And they're just asking for accountability for that take.
What did I just say? I said I don't think it will happen. In fact, I wouldn't predict it will happen.
What do you think is a realistic? Like,
it'll be between 20 and 30. People of Memphis, hit me back. Will it be between 20 and 30? And the answer is probably yes.
Could it be? Could he be like? I'm just trying to get to the point of like where we cross the Rubicon here. Is it like 23 under, 24 under? Could it be that?
It'll be in the 20s, I think.
Because I mean, look, he
ask people in Memphis, have him call in, for God's sakes. Call in now, people.
Look, I don't want to get the entire golf community on here. You're getting them fired up. I mean, because you're out here willy-nilly throwing around 30 under.
I didn't mean to be throwing around golf takes. Jeffrey Wright can all I'm saying is the course is playing pretty friggin' easy at this point.
Well, because Tommy Fleetwood shot a 63 yesterday. Obviously, he's 7-under today.
There's a 62 out there already today.
Right. So, I mean, is there a world where, you know, he could Tommy Fleetwood get to, I mean, he's not going to shoot 7-under every day.
Will he get another birdie? Probably. So he'll go to 15 after two rounds. 15 times 2 is 30. I didn't say I predict the 30, by the way, people.
But let's say.
I don't mean to be getting so fired up about this. Like, I couldn't care less.
No, I think what you've done is you've awakened the golf community in Memphis. You know, like 30 under.
I don't know anything about this. Like, I'm a year away from picking the clubs back off after the kid goes out to college.
I mean, you think a lot of Tommy Fleetwood. You either think a lot of Tommy Fleetwood.
I think too much of Tommy Fleetwood.
Or not enough of our course.
Let's step back here for a second. Is Tommy Fleetwood capable of putting two pairs of rounds at 15 under together? And I think the answer is The answer is possibly.
You think TPC Southwind is a Mickey Mouse course? That is what you say. That is what you're implying.
Let's look at the weather forecast for the weekend, folks.
I can't believe this. I can't believe you're calling
I can't
TPC
believe I'm
Southwind.
This fired up about this. You have an ability,
a
John Martin.
Mickey Mouse
no,
course.
No. Listen, tonight is going to be 73 low, and they'll rain. You know, they'll obviously water the course, but it's not going to rain this weekend. It doesn't appear.
Yeah, no, I think the conditions are great for like
the ball running up to the hole.
20 under.
It's going to be in the low 20s. How about we say that? Now, what did I say? I couched it when I said it. I said 30, and I said there is a remarkable possibility that it could do that. That's all I'm saying.
Let me ask you.
When you see 15 or 14 under after
right.
two.
No, I think you got a little carried away, but I get the spirit of what you're saying.
All right.
Here's the question. Are the conditions going to be so that a Scottie Scheffler, who is 7 back right now, can make a run at Tommy Fleetwood?
That's more likely than my first idea, which is that we could see scores that range in the high 20s, near 30.
But the conditions will be the same for Tommy Fleetwood as they are.
But he's
Scottie
also
Scheffler.
He's gifted. I think he's the best golfer out there on the course. I think that
you think Scottie can run him down.
Yes, because look what happened over the first from first round to second round already.
Scottie Scheffler's 4-under today.
He was 3-under yesterday. I mean, he's picking up some steam.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like he'd have to shoot probably, you know, two straight 63s.
And you'd have to have some of these cats, you know, kind of bomb out a little bit.
The golf community continues to weigh in. They say if it doesn't rain, it's only going to get more difficult. 22 under max.
Max 22 under.
22 under max.
It'll go over that.
So
it'll be 23.
Oh, I want more than just 20. Well, this isn't The Price is Right. I need it to be. I need you to really.
No, I'm
say
not really
something.
Digging in my heels here.
25.
And by the way, these are given the sports calendar, this is about the most half-assed take I've had on this radio station.
No, I think you need to stand on it. You said that Tommy Fleetwood's going to shoot. He's going to be 35 under for the tournament on this Mickey Mouse
dare
ass
you.
Course.
How dare you?
On this, when you
you're
wish
like
upon
Ernie
a
Kuiper
time,
out here selling Dairy Queen.
When you wish upon a star ass course that they're playing on, my God, it's like the COVID NBA Finals. It's just Mickey Mouse.
I know.
But no, it's interesting. It's interesting to
how dare you, Jason Sobel's listening to this.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't know how embedded in the golf community I actually am.
Well, I know you know a lot of golfers.
You know, and you know,
are you going out this weekend? No, it's too hot for you.
No, I was. I don't. Yeah, it's just not my scene.
Yeah.
It's just not my scene.
It's gonna be hot though.
It's you know, if I had the right setup, Michelob tent.
Air conditioning.
People that I was like a bunch of people that I knew and loved were going.
People feeding you fruit with their hands.
That gotta be like that, bro. It ain't gotta be that damn catered, but not far.
Okay.
Not far. I do. I will say, like, I enjoy. I was at the gas station by the house this morning there on Winchester, and there were people in TPC Southwind at FedEx gear showing
up. Oh, yeah, they're fired
up.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, okay, like this brings some economy, you know? Like this is.
No, it's an event, and it's a big. It is our. It's our biggest event in town in terms of sports. Yes or no? Short of us getting into a playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty rare. I mean, we don't have a lot of things to compare it to in terms of the one-offs, right? Like the things that come here and then leave. And
we've had two big-time events that people don't necessarily locally know about. One of them is this one, but the other one's that Ducks Unlimited thing I keep talking about. Like, it was a massive event for the city downtown this past weekend.
Yeah, yeah. No,
like,
this is
the first year of a three-year deal with the Renaissance Center, and Ducks Unlimited, which is, for those who don't know, is headquartered in our beloved city. Because we seem to be losing stuff. One thing we haven't lost is Ducks Unlimited, you know?
Yeah, we have not lost that. This event.
I mean, Fred has helped out with that.
You know, I mean, we did have the showboats.
Yeah, but rest in peace, showboats. But allegedly, that's not done yet.
It's unbelievable. They won't confirm the death. I mean, they just the body's
sitting
there.
It's not done. Not done.
It's just sickening. You know,
not done.
The body's sitting there. It's cold. They're selling.
Don't throw them out, John.
They're selling merch for 90% off.
Why don't you want the showboats in our city anymore?
I just never, I never believed in it. I just never. I'm gonna be honest. Here's when I was out on the showboats, when they unveiled the logo.
Yeah, it wasn't retro boats.
It wasn't the one that they used.
I know, and then. I don't know why they didn't do that. You have to work your ass off to figure that out and just get that done.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a starting point.
Because that's what people identified with.
Yeah,
you know
I
what
agree
I'm saying?
With that. I agree
I mean,
with
that's the, you know, we don't want to do the new thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think, here's my take on it. I know we've got that. We've got the, you know, the they don't live here thing we keep going back to, you know, that they have to fly in the team and they're practicing in Arlington. And I'm as you know very well, having worked with me a long time, I get super real fast because I think people tend to overstate things. I don't think anything was saving this thing. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's
just not going to go.
No, honestly, I think it's really probably true anywhere.
They have one of the, in my opinion, their management this year locally. I know they're not perfect, but they were busting their ass, man.
I mean, it's a dead end situation.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's where I'm going with
it. You could be the best. You know,
doesn't matter.
I don't think that's why the showboats didn't succeed here because of management. I mean, it's just that the whole concept of it. You know, the players don't live here. They're not in the community. There was not a lot of name recognition.
Right.
You know, of players. I mean, I couldn't tell you one guy on that team that. You know, I remember.
Well,
I mean,
and it also, you're not going to Brady White your way to it either. None of those little Band-Aids would have meant 10,000 people were sitting there watching the showboats.
That is exactly right.
And people sell you on that. I think what we tend to do, especially in sports talk radio, and even fans who are like loyalists who are there doing tailgates, like Brandon, bless his heart, worked with him. You know, Brandon Bumgarner, who's on Twitter, he's very active.
Yep.
You know, famous Memphis fan because he shows his gut on TV during the games.
Yes.
Like, there aren't enough of him. To save any sort of XFL or UFL.
And honestly, like Memphis football doesn't have that same, you know, loyalty, right?
Right.
That you know, you might see other places. You know, like if you put a team in Baton Rouge and you go get the LSU quarterback.
Right.
It ain't going to have the same impact here.
No.
You know, like it ain't, no. You know, Brady White wasn't even a beloved Memphis Tiger.
Right.
Like that was it was like we used to come on here all the time and have like arguments about whether he should be booed or not or, you know, like.
That's right.
We booed him.
We did.
And now you're trying to say, like, oh, here he is as the showboat.
Well, and it's
we didn't like him when he played for the Tigers.
But I liken it to, like, you know, any Memphis Tiger being on the roster, like DJ Stephens being on the Grizzlies ain't going to put another 5,000 in the stands. You know?
Like, yeah, I mean, all of that is overblown anyway. I mean, people support the Grizzlies for the Grizzlies.
Right, the brand. They John Morant.
You know, I mean, I do think there might have been a time where, I mean, does it add a little bit of, like rooting interest,
right.
I think for sure. Like you root for, you know, when Lorenzen Wright played for the Grizzlies,
sure,
you cheered for him a little harder because he was
he was a tiger, most definitely,
you know,
most definitely.
When they drafted Antonio Burks,
yeah,
like you loved that, you know. But it wasn't a deal where, oh, I'm gonna support the Grizz now because they got a tiger on the team,
right?
Like nobody thinks like that,
right?
The Tennessee fans got all mad when the Grizzlies passed on Dalton Kincaid.
I remember that.
I mean, and I would just like. Like, shut the hell up. Like, you couldn't be more stupid if you tried. Like, they don't care about the rest of the state.
Yeah, they don't like Tennessee.
Why would they? It's the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, I know they're going to do the Nashville thing and all that, and I have my own opinions about that. But
sure.
It truly does not matter whether or not people in Knoxville watch the Grizzlies.
Right.
Okay? I mean, they would rather you watch than not, but they're not going to make decisions based on whether some dumbass in Knoxville turns on the, you know, the FanDuel Sports Network on a Tuesday.
Sure.
Believe me. While I'm on the subject, did you see that Vol calls got discontinued?
So, well, let's talk about that because I'm very familiar with the situation as the program director.
It airs here, does it not?
It does. It did. And now they're going to, what they're using is they're going away from it, which I think is piss poor, in my opinion. I think live call-in shows mean something in the South. That's my opinion. I think, especially with SEC programs, that has not gone away. There's a reason why Paul Feinbaum continues to exist, and it's because of a call-in show. It's the same thing with this. this is a piss poor thing, in my opinion, because what they've done, the part I agree with is Mike Keith is a good broadcaster. Mm-hmm. So they're doubling down. They hired Mike to come in and replace Bob Kessling. And so Mike is willing to do 40 shows, basically. He's going to do all these radio shows, and but what they're going to do now on Sundays, replacing it, they're not going to do the weekday call-in show at Calhoun's. They're going to do a Sunday show, which can air any time in the week, and it's a two-hour show. It's the Big Orange Rewind. Big deal. Like, for me, as a program director, I was much more excited about airing callers getting pissed off at 6 o'clock in the afternoon as opposed to a Sunday show that can play anywhere. Yeah. And that's just an honest opinion. And if there's people from Tennessee listening, that's my opinion on it. We're the affiliate, and we'll be airing that on 790. And obviously we'll have the games, the SEC games on 92.9 too.
Yeah, I mean,
it is going away, though.
I come at it from just the sort of the fan perspective as opposed to the programmer perspective. Like, I think it is such a shame that something like that is being done away with. And I think it's being done away with. Nobody will say it out loud.
Go there.
But it's being done away with because coaches are afraid to talk directly to their fans.
They're peas. I'm sorry. Yeah. They're being peas. And the fans are being here's why it's really chicken ass. Because the fans in Tennessee, over in Knoxville specifically and around our state, are being gouged the hell out of
right.
to pay for NIL and get in the stadium. And you want them there.
Right.
And yet you chicken out about sitting on a stool for 2 hours answering phone calls
yeah.
from Joe from Union City. Give me a break.
I mean, minor inconvenience for a lot of a major compensation that you make as part of your public speaking duties. And quite honestly, you know, I mean, I know that not every place does it, but it is a staple of the SEC.
It's a
staple of the Feinbaum show. And so to remove that from people after so many years of doing it, and honestly, again, I think it's for no other reason than to try to shield these coaches from any criticism that may come their way, I think is just I think it's so pathetic. I don't
like
those shows, right? I don't listen to
those
shows.
But that's not the point.
Exactly. It's not about me.
It's not the point. You know it. You're exactly right on this.
The fans don't already get much.
Nope.
Right? They don't already get much unless you're willing to spend $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a year. You don't get the time of day. This is one of those very, very, very few and far between opportunities for those fans that maybe they can't afford. Maybe they can't go do this, that, the other. They can't get season tickets. They can't do all these things. They can't be a booster, a member of the Power T, whatever. This is their opportunity to interact and have something of a relationship
yes.
with the program, and you're taking that away from them. And you're doing it because you're afraid of direct confrontation. No other explanation to me holds water, and I think it's a bitch move.
Well, and then you add 2 hours of puff programming for Tennessee
exactly.
as opposed to listening to real people calling in and
exactly.
talking about the offense, you know, and what's going on with the quarterback situation in Tennessee. No, it's a joke. It's a joke,
and I'm not sitting here like vouching for the quality of the program.
And I
like,
couldn't care less.
Clear about
no,
that.
You and I aren't fans of this, but we get it that there's a reason why Paul Feinbaum means something to people.
That's
it's because
right.
of call-in shows.
That's
it
right.
also doesn't mean anything in the North, frankly. I mean, this is a North-South
yep.
thing. Like,
yep.
you go up, they're not doing call-in shows for Big Ten football.
Totally.
You go to Alabama,
totally.
People in Tuscaloosa want
right.
to hear the damn coach.
That's right. And it's just, I mean, literally, dude, once a week, all we ask you to do is talk to people for 35 minutes.
Right.
And you can't even do that.
No, I'm with you on this. I'm glad you brought it up.
I don't know that Josh Heupel was the mastermind behind this. I have no idea. But I do know who this helps. I do know who this directly yeah. benefits. And look, there have been some awkward moments, right? I remember Dabo had
that's why it was good, though.
100%. And again, it's not for me. It's not for you don't have to like it as a listener. But I'm really just coming at it from those people who genuinely like maybe they had something nice to say. Maybe they wanted to say something nice. They just want any shred
I've always
of
subscribed
human interaction.
To I've always described it one of the reasons because anybody can go on and create content now, including Tennessee. And have puff pieces for 2 hours.
Mm.
I still maintain radio special because of callers, period.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes on this show we try it, and a lot of times it's not really worth it.
I get it, but it's one of the differentiators between the internet and a live call-in show.
We have not sworn off calls, though. I mean, we don't do them a lot, but we have done them, and we will do them again.
But you got to do it in the right spots. I get it.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's not going to be a fine bomb thing where, you know, I lean on collar.
Well, that's his whole show. And I think Jeff, being the first show on the station, has a unique opportunity because, and he does a great job with it, and it's the first show. There's a little bit more of a special, you know, you don't want to resurrect the callers every single show.
That's right.
You
know? But it was, I thought it was lame as hell to do away with that.
I'm glad you brought it up. That's sharp of you to see what they did there.
Yeah. And I notice all, man. I see all. I'm the great watcher. You know, keeping you in line over there. So
listen to the Big Orange Rewind on 790. It starts on the 24th, I think.
The Chinese communist propaganda. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll come back. Parthu Pajai is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the latest with Memphis basketball. He's been out there all week at TBC South when he's talked to Penny, what he's got planned. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM ESPN? Parthu Pajai covers the Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. Normally he's here in studio, but today, duty calls, he's out at TPC Southwind covering the golf tournament, and he joins us now. Parth, what's going on, dog?
Nothing much. Putting my golf reporter hat on this week.
You enjoying it?
So yeah, switching things up. I am. It's different. It's cool. It's really hot. It's been hot, obviously.
Yeah, it has been hot, man. You know how you know when it's hot?
How?
When it's hot. A lot of people don't know that.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that. But
there you go.
But see, I'm perfecting the dad joke. Are you picking up like my you know, trajectory there? I'm becoming like a real dad, like an old middle-aged dad now. It's crazy.
Yeah, you've been hitting us with those for a while now, for months now.
All right, man. Relax. How's Penny doing? I saw he was 6 under for the tournament. You think he can make a run and win this thing, Penny Hardaway?
Yeah, Penny played in two different pro-am celebrity. I guess one was a pro-am, one was a celebrity am. The pro-am was on, I guess it would have been Wednesday, over there at TPC Southwind. And then the celebrity am was yesterday, and we spoke to him both times. I'm not sure what he shot, actually. But I guess the first event, which was the pro-am, was with Victor Hovland and Mackenzie Hughes. He played the first nine with Victor and the back nine with Mackenzie. And then the event yesterday was more so just kind of a celebrity event with others. But, no, we spoke to him twice. Nothing really changed, obviously, between the first time we chatted with him and the second time, but we got an idea of the roster. You know, yesterday he told us that he wants to add two more big men, which we all kind of assumed, but he had never, you know, explicitly said, just kind of directly, that he wanted to, you know, fill the roster all the way to 15. He talked about replacing Nolan Smith and that might come internally, but he isn't sure yet. So, yeah, we got an idea of kind of these last things that need to happen in the final, what is it, 2-3 months before things get going again officially.
So I will say, man, Penny does love him some golf, doesn't he? I mean, he was like going on about it. He's like, you know, this is my time to play, man. he's playing like a mug right now.
He does. Yeah, he was talking about kind of savoring these last few weeks, and I'm putting those clubs up in September, he said. That's like annually when he, you know, shifts that focus, right, to basketball entirely.
So, all right, in terms of the basketball piece of this, you know, he said he wants to add, you know, two big men. I mean, I'm assuming that does not count, you know, Simon Majak, who is still, you know, I think he's been detained now for about 3 weeks at the border. But I mean, do you think that's even – because you asked him, I really enjoyed it. You asked him, like, you know, is there anybody out there, like, even? And he was like, if you hear anybody, like, let me know. I mean, like, is there even two, like, real players to go get at this stage in the portal?
I guess it depends what your definition of real players is. I mean, I'm sure there's guys, like, out there, whether it be, you know, the international pool or – you know, guys who are still looking for homes, even in the portal, but I don't think there's any needle movers, you know, like,
right.
It's just bodies. But at this point, you know, you're probably like, it couldn't hurt, you know, it couldn't hurt to have extra bodies, even if it is for, practice or, you know, in case of emergency, because they've only got, I think it's what, 3 players, I believe, that are over 6'8 on the roster. It's Aaron Bradshaw, Simon Majok, I think that's how you say it. Majok. I'll figure that out one day. And then, is it William Morton? I think those 3 are the only guys that are above 6'8". And one of those guys is not even, you know, here in Memphis yet. Right. So.
Yeah. It feels kind of optimistic, honestly, at this point. I think they'll add one more, but I don't think at this point, you know, the hay is kind of in the barn on this group. I think it's just going to be up to him.
Oh, no doubt.
To figure out, like, doesn't it feel like they're going to have to play in a non-traditional way to kind of get by because of their sort of limitations inside?
Yeah, for sure. But it's like, and I asked Penny about this, I guess it would have been at one of these Tigers on Tour events, but he basically said, like, this is kind of how he's wanted to play all along, right? Like, you know, the whole positionless basketball, switch everything, we're going to play 5 out. So it gives him an opportunity to kind of lean into that. The only issue is, like, it's not really by choice. Does that make sense? Like, it's one thing if you have, like, the personnel to play that way, but then also play a more traditional brand of basketball. If that doesn't work out, like, it's this or nothing, just because they're so limited in terms of who they have to work with. So yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of, like, you know, 3 guards and I don't know, like Zach Davis at the 4 or Hassan Abdul-Hakim at the 4 and Bradshaw being the lone big. And the issue with that is Bradshaw, like, yes, he is 7'1", but he's not a traditional big man by any stretch of the imagination, right? He's not a bruiser. He's not a guy who's going to play with his back to the basket. And you really don't have anyone who can do that or has a track record of doing that on this team.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm sure, you know, by now it's the 1-on-0 highlight tape that's made its way around the world now. But the Aaron Bradshaw highlights, or whatever you want to say, practice from the other day with his trainer. You know, I mean, I will say, for a guy of that size, and again, there's literally no defense, so I feel a little guilty bringing this up, but
yeah,
if he could do that against the defense, if he could do that against the defense, like he could be a great player.
Dude, he looks good, right? Like, I mean. And I know we do this in the NBA all the time, right? Like, I think it's what, is it Ben Simmons to mind. Not recently, but I think like what, 2, 3, 4 years ago, when people were holding out hope on Ben Simmons being a star, the next LeBron, like we'd see him not do anything in the NBA season. But then the summer comes and, you know, he's like cooking against nobody. And we talk ourselves into the hype. So I want to be careful here, but man, at 7'1", he looked like that jumper looked fluid. Like, he was doing stuff off the dribble. And once again, he'll be playing in the American, mm-hmm. right? Like, not in the SEC, not in the Big Ten, the American. So it's kind of easy to envision some of that happening, right? Like, in game scenarios.
Yeah. I mean, I don't look at him and think like, you know, a traditional, you know, center, which I think, like, do you think that's where he's going to have to play?
Yeah. And Penny was kind of asked about that, yesterday, about like what Aaron's role would be and how much he's going to be relied upon, like, to play a traditional front court role. And, Penny basically was like, that's one of the reasons. I mean, he was honest, right? That's one of the reasons why they're trying to get some reinforcements in terms of size and in terms of guys who are willing to do the dirty work. Because if they get those guys, that would free Aaron Bradshaw up to, you know, kind of be more himself, right? And take advantage of his skill on the perimeter and do things that are not traditional, if that makes sense. But if they don't get reinforcements, if they don't get another 1 or 2 bodies who are, you know, 6'10", 6'11", 7 foot tall, then I think you're going to see Aaron Bradshaw kind of, you're going to try to force a, what's the saying? This a square, a round peg into a square hole,
right? Right.
Whatever it may be.
Yep.
And I think that's when things could get tricky.
In terms, and I know it's like, you know, it's, I don't know exactly where all this stands, like who's here, who's not. But like one of the guys that I'm just most curious about is Hassan Abdul-Hakim. And, you know, I haven't really heard a lot about him since he got here. I mean, he kind of like was, it kind of all happened in the thick of night, right? Like he just showed, he just was like, hey, here's a player that we're adding. And then, you know, his circumstances at UT Rio Grande Valley were weird. Have you heard anything about how he looks and, you know, whether he's here and just sort of what kind of player he could be?
No, I haven't. And it's surprising because, you know, you look at the past two off seasons, right? Like around this time when Penny's spoken at these golf events, you know, whether it be the, you know, the Pro-Am, Celebrity Am, whatever it is, like we ask him if he's had an idea of the pecking order of like who stood out or whose team this is, whether it be vocally or on the court or whatever. And he's kind of given that to us, if that makes sense. I don't know if that's something he's changed in terms of, you know, he doesn't want guys to feel some type of way and he's withholding information or if he actually feels this way. But yesterday he kind of said that, was it yesterday or Wednesday? One of the days we spoke to him this week, I asked him like, hey, do you have an idea of who you're going to run things through, right? Like, is it going to be like two seasons ago, it was David Jones and you kind of identified that early on. And last year it was PJ Haggerty, obviously, who came in as a electrifying scorer. Like, who is it going to be this time around with so many question marks? And he said it'd be a by committee effort, which I was surprised that he said that. I thought he would kind of lean toward, you know, maybe he'd give me a answer like Sincere Parker or Hassan Abdul-Hakim. My point being like, no, it's weird. Like he hasn't kind of singled out a guy, right? And a lot of us thought that Hassan Abdul-Hakim would be a candidate to be the guy on this team. Mm-hmm. And maybe he still is.
Yeah. Talking to Partha Padia, he covers the Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. Penny also, for the first time, did address the Sincere Parker situation. And what did you make of just, you know, his comments and how the University of Memphis is handling this?
Yeah, I think pretty much said what you'd expect him to say, right? Like, hey, we're putting this in the law's hands. We're going to see this thing through, let it play out. I think he want to be careful here, but I think he said we're gonna love on the guy. You know, we're not gonna abandon him. Basically, is what the gist of the message was. Yeah, so nothing groundbreaking was said, but pretty much what you'd expect in terms of not talking about the details of the situation and just kind of restating what Arthur Horn, the lawyer, had told us, and what the program had said in a statement to me a few weeks back, which is that, you know, Sincere Parker is, you know, very much an active member of the program right now. And that's not going to change. That's not even open to changing until we get more clarity on the legal matter, until that gets, you know, resolved.
Right. So who are you following out there? Are you like following Scheffler? Like, what are you doing?
I was following Scheffler yesterday, and it was insane. You know, I'm not even a big golf guy, but just to see like the large swarm of people who were going from hole to hole to hole, following this guy was awesome. Today I'm actually heading out there now. I'm not out there yet. I had to do some stuff in the morning.
Gotcha.
And I'm chatting with you now, and I'm about to head out there.
Gotcha.
So we'll see.
And do you know, you don't know who you're following just yet?
I do not.
It's a fully staffed event, man. So other than me, you're there on behalf of me. You're representing me. So do it with grace and do it with class, like you always would, Parth.
Hey, man, you already know. I appreciate you.
All right, my man. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Yep, he is Partha Padia, covers the Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. Yeah, going to get out there. Said he was very impressed with. I mean, that doesn't surprise me, right? If you're going to go out there, who else would you? You can't follow Rory.
No, he's not there this weekend.
You can't follow Phil.
No.
Who else? I mean, there's really not them. I guess is DeChambeau here?
I think
I have not seen his name.
I haven't heard him on the leaderboard.
So
I think he is here.
He is here. He's not playing well.
No, I don't think he's. Well, let me look. I can find it. I guess I'll look at the leaderboard. If I can find it.
I don't know if he's here, man. I don't think he's here. So we missed out on maybe because of the Calkins column. Maybe he said I'm never coming back. Way back when. But I haven't seen him. I haven't seen his name. So I don't think he's in this one. So missed out on him. Who else? Is Koepka here?
I don't think Koepka's here.
Is it you got to be like a qualifier, right? Mm-hmm. In some way.
Yeah. Koepka has, because of the, he's had issues with the PGA,
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing Koepka out there either.
Yeah, so Koepka's not here. DeChambeau's not here. I mean,
Spieth is here.
Okay. Well, I mean, is he really a star?
Jason Day is here. Justin Thomas is here. Those are some of the bigger stars. Tony Finau, one of the bigger stars.
Yeah.
Obviously Scheffler's probably the star at this point of golf, if there is any.
Well, I will say, again, the LIV and PGA thing is just, it's really a net negative for the whole sport.
Yeah.
Because it just takes away, from the other is the issue.
I lost a stroke on Tommy Fleetwood, by the way. He's now at 13 under.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
30 so. Under in jeopardy.
Yeah, it is.
But
he'll get over 20.
But I think they got to figure that out at some point.
Yeah, and I think stars is what carries this league, right?
Yeah,
100%. The whole thing. The golf.
Yeah,
I mean, 100%. People aren't into it. In general, I think it's fair for us to say. I'm not doing some big, routine here, but without Tiger, it's just missing something. You need these giant figures, and the problem with Scheffler is he's sort of a soft-spoken, sort of cat, and he's a very good golfer, might be the best golfer right now in the world, but
yep.
There's nothing dynamo there.
No, there's just not. I'll tell you where there is something dynamo, though, and that's when you work with the Live Love Memphis group at the real estate agency. Jennifer and her team, that's what you're going to think of. When you have that conversation with them, you're going to think dynamo. They are the best. And unlike certain people with this golf tournament, they always show up. They really do. You need to get on the phone with them. You need to ask a question. Anything. They are here to advise you and guide you every step of the way. They're going to help you make the most money for your home. Look, these are interesting conditions. I'm not going to say they're bad conditions, but they're different, and they always evolve in the real estate market. And what might be true for somebody in Memphis might be different for somebody in Germantown and Cairo and et cetera. So you need to get the best team that you can around you, and that's the Live Love Group, going to help you make the most money for your home and then help you get into the home of your dreams. But you got to reach out. You got to have that conversation. Sold@livelovememphis.com. That's sold@livelovememphis.com. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Friday. Jason and John are trying to...
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Get your weekend started the right way. Head on over to Sonic, where they just made it official with Dollar Snacky Hour. Anybody that visits Sonic Snacky Hour is going to get Dollar Corn Dogs, Dollar Mozzarella Sticks, Dollar Soft Pretzel Twists, drink rewards in the Sonic app. Make sure you download the app. Get the best offers in the app. Sonic Snacky Hour goes from 2 until 5 every single day. They've got the best menu. Live free. Eat Sonic. Exclusions apply, limited time offer, participating locations. Welcome back, Jason and John, Audio China FM, ESPN. Just to kind of get on out of here with the update, Tommy Fleetwood still is your leader, 6 under for his round today, 13 under for the tournament. He is 4 up on Bhatia and Morikawa, so... that's kind of where this thing is headed. We shall see. Scottie Scheffler turned in an under four performance today. He is 7 under for the tournament, tied for 6th. So I guess the drama with the rest of this tournament will be, can Scottie Scheffler, hunt down Tommy Fleetwood? That will be the drama, which, we'll see.
The odds were that he would.
He was the favorite. Scottie Scheffler was indeed the favorite. I wonder if he still is the favorite. I highly doubt it, right?
Probably not.
Let's see. I mean, let's just see, Brad.
You got Kalshi up?
Always.
The Kalshi is the go-to.
I mean, it's just always there for you when you need it. All right, let's see. And weirdly, with golf, they could actually say the name of it.
They don't have, a copyright. Well, because I guess it's not a team, of course.
Tommy Fleetwood is 44% to win.
Makes sense. So, he's the leader.
Scottie Scheffler is second, though. 15%. Any interest?
That'd be
plus 5. That'd be plus 530, basically.
I would bet against it. I wouldn't take that bet. No.
You can bet against it. You could say no minus 660.
No minus 660 I would probably roll with at this point.
So 6,600 to win 1,000.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I don't, obviously, I'm not in that game. But, hit up Kalshi if you want to get in.
Yeah, I mean, six stroke lead, yeah. I mean, that's not a ton, but it's also not nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, that's the thing about golf is it's very interesting in that
the runs are interesting. In golf.
It doesn't just have to be Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
Hunting him down like Tommy Fleetwood could have a bad couple holes,
and then
all of a sudden the whole thing is different.
And I don't do the lines on these, but I would assume Kalshi or these betting sites a little different than pro football where it's a little more cut and dry. You see somebody go on a run of 4 holes round 2, and Scheffler all of a sudden goes from 4 to 8 under or whatever. Those odds probably shift in a hurry because they have 4 rounds.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So anyway, that's your update. Tommy Fleetwood is the overwhelming favorite, but again, it's like tennis, man. It can change. Speaking of tennis, Benjamin Shelton is a champ.
Oh.
He won the final in the National Bank Open yesterday.
This is the 6'4 guy you were telling me about?
Yeah, this is the 22-year-old. Yep, he won it's the Canadian Open is what they call it.
This is the Rodman boyfriend.
Trinity Rodman's boyfriend, okay. He beat Karen Khachanov in a dramatic match. He had laid waste the previous two opponents, including Taylor Fritz, who was ranked ahead of him. But that was straight sets for him 2 days ago. And then, last night he gets it done in a tiebreak there in the third set. And look, he's got some real momentum. That's his first ATP Masters 1000 title. I mean, he's 22 years old. He's a rising talent. you know, maybe this is the beginning of it. Maybe this is the beginning of the ascent for old Ben Shelton. We started this solo week by me hating on Ben Shelton, and we are ending this solo week and change with me congratulating Ben Shelton on his first ATP Masters 1000 championship.
You didn't believe in Ben Shelton, though.
It wasn't that I didn't believe in him. It's I didn't like him.
You didn't like him.
I didn't like him. But maybe I'll have no choice when it's all said and done. That's going to do it for us today. Jason will be back next week. I will be in Las Vegas. So we will be whole together again someday. But Brad will be here holding it down. And Jason will make his triumphant return on Monday. Thanks to Ernie Kuiper for joining us. Thanks to Parthu Pajai. Thanks to Anthony Sane. Jeffrey and company up next. Have a great weekend. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.